Exclusive, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent. Breitbart News, my number one source every morning. By Matthew Boyle on June 13, 2025. Washington, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent told Breitbart News on Thursday evening that Breitbart News is in fact his number one source for news every morning, and that it is the first thing he reads every day. "It's my number one source every morning," Bessent said about Breitbart News. "It's the first thing I click in the morning." Bessent also said he is a regular reader specifically of the Breitbart Business Digest daily newsletter from Breitbart News financial and economic editor John Carney, whom he said he is in touch with regularly. Carney just joined Bessent in London in the United Kingdom earlier this week when he, at the direction of President Donald Trump, traveled there to lead the U.S. delegation in trade talks with the Chinese government. Bessent said he enjoyed that Carney came for the trip. "John and I are in constant touch," Bessent said. "I think he is one of the top three business reporters in America. You're lucky to have him. It was great having John in London." Bessent's comments came earlier this week after, upon his return from London to the United States, he testified before a House panel and during an interaction with Representative Jimmy Gomez, DCA. He made a comment about Breitbart News when Gomez asked him about recent reports of a physical altercation between him and Elon Musk at the White House. Gomez had asked how Bessent was doing, and this is what happened next in the conversation during the hearing. "Bessent, so far, so good." Gomez, "Okay. I was just curious, because I know Elon Musk body checked you at the White House. No animosity to Elon Musk, right?" Bessent, "You know that?" Gomez, "That's what I heard." Bessent, "So you believe what you read on Breitbart is what you're telling us, Congressman?" It's worth noting that while many other outlets did do stories on this whole alleged physical altercation between Musk and Bessent at the White House, Breitbart News did not publish any stories on it. However, what then happened after this exchange between Bessent and Gomez is the Daily Beast, a notoriously leftist outlet, ran an attack piece claiming in its headline that Bessent had trashed Breitbart News. "Bessent deflects embarrassing question about Musk brawl by trashing Breitbart," was the Daily Beast's headline. The outlet's story contains many of the same old fake establishment attacks on Breitbart News from over the years as well. Bessent told Breitbart News of the attacks that have been launched since then that he apologizes that his comments were misconstrued by bad actors like the Daily Beast. "I'm sorry if it was misconstrued. I was making fun of the progressive Democrats for quoting Breitbart. I was not saying Breitbart is bad," Bessent said. "I was saying, you are desperate to ding me that now you are quoting Breitbart jokingly. I was basically congratulating Congressman Gomez for expanding to Breitbart and using it as a source." Breitbart News can also reveal that Bessent has now agreed to appear at a Breitbart News event later in June in the nation's capital at a date, time, and location to be announced.